And thank you so much for hanging around. I am the last presenter. My name is Anka Metcalf, and thank you so much for your attendance today. This proves that you guys are ready to learn, and we're ready to share all our information to make you profitable. Today, I will be talking about maximizing profits using technical analysis for day trading and swing trading. Whatever you're trading, whether you're trading stocks or futures or Forex, these are principles that you can apply on a day-to-day basis in any kind of market environment, in a bearish market environment, bullish market environment, sideways market environment. And you could use it for strategies to define strategies within sideways market environment. Because if you guys recall, for those of you that were around trading between 2015 and 2016, that was a very range-bound market. It was sideways. It was very difficult to have a follow-through on our trade. So we didn't have a lot of volatility then. It was just after election that we started to break out of the big cluster sideways range area where that the market had been stalling in for a very long time. Today, I will be talking to you again about simple technical analysis concepts that you can apply on any kind of index or stock or commodity or whether you're, you know, whatever you're trading, Forex, etc. Before I begin, let me remind you that all information provided by us is for educational purpose only. It should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of securities, options, futures, Forex, or any instrument of any kind. There is a lot of risk involved in trading, and trading may not be suitable for all traders and investors. You could definitely lose money. So before deciding to trade, you should carefully consider your objectives, your level of experience, and definitely your risk appetite. Individual performance depends upon each person's skills, time commitment, and effort, and results may not be typical, and all individual results may vary. You must do your own research and make your own trading decisions. All right, so let's begin. My name is Anka Metcalf. I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutloud.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade and swing trade futures and the equities market. I have been doing this professionally for 17 years. So for the last 17 years, I have been managing my own trading accounts. And prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. I specialize in day trading futures and swing trading stocks and ETFs. Like I said before, I'm the founder and CEO of TradeOutloud.com, which was founded in 2011, and I have been providing trading education and services since then. I've mentored traders from beginner traders to financial advisor and hedge fund traders worldwide on futures, forex, stocks, options, and cryptocurrencies. I'm also a presenter, speaker, educator, and author. I'm also a member of the Palm Beach Hedge Fund Association. I'm the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system. Why? Is because I cannot take credit for it. I just created an institutional proprietary model that I have been trading on, and I have transferred it when I started trading my own accounts to my existing account level. And of course, the strategies can differ a little bit when you're trading institutionally. The entry areas differ a little bit as for retail traders. So retail traders do not enter trades with hundreds and thousands of shares or hundreds and thousands of contracts at one time. So my proprietary trading system is simple. It's based on price support resistance, but the correlation between support resistance, there are multiple layers of price support resistance. There are actually 7 layers of price support resistance that I take into consideration before taking any trade. When I have at least 2 or 3 clusters of support level, that becomes an area prone to a decision prone zone, whether for buying or for selling. I also correlate my timing, especially for day trading. I have specific trigger times throughout the trading session. If you guys have ever been into my trading room, or if you have been in one of my open houses, you pretty much saw my approach to trading. There are specific time zones that are prone to reaction, just like those support resistance areas. And if you correlate the timing in the market, if you correlate that with the precise location, you get a double whammy from which the price can accelerate higher or lower. We trade both directions. positions, long or short. And we trade any style of trading, day trading or swing trading, and even active investing. But these specific trigger times are specifically designed for the day trader. Oftentimes, a lot of traders that are coming into the market and saying, hey, you know what? I see a trade here, but they ignore the real signals from the market. For instance, the market opens at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, right? And from 9:30 a.m. Eastern, when the market opens, there is usually about a 5 to 10 minutes of increased volatility that is present in the market. That is called the fleecing time, right? I call it the fleecing time because the market is trying to find its new trading range for the New York trading session, right? Whether you're trading futures, right? As you have the overnight trading session, and then when you're getting the influx and the volume from the New York trading session, of course, you're getting extra volatility that creates those spikes, right? So it's trying to find its own boundaries, its own range from which it can react in the following time. If you're a day trader, you have to pay very close attention, especially to the 10 o'clock time. Why? Because 10 o'clock is prone to reversing. A lot of institutions are coming right at the beginning of the trading session into 9:30, and they're either writing the price up or writing the price down from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, that is a timing in a market that is prone to a reaction time. A lot of day traders and a lot of algorithms are taking profit around that time, and you are going to expect some sort of a pullback. So if you're having a straight move up from 9:35 or 9:40, or sometimes it really triggers even right at the open and you're having an acceleration higher, how many times has it happened to us? Like the market opens, you have your finger on the mouse, you want to click and enter a trade, and all of a sudden the price is running away, right? That's a runaway price. And you can't get into the trade, right? Because actually chasing the trade is a really bad idea. But you can wait. And if you have the patience to wait for the 10 o'clock reversal, at 10 o'clock, what happens is that a lot of profits that are being taken by institutional traders. Again, there are a lot of things that are happening, especially now that we're going to begin earnings season next Tuesday with some of the big financials that are going to report on a single day. On Monday, there are three financials that are reporting, not on Monday, but on Tuesday, on January 14th. We're going to start having gaps in the market, depending on the earnings results, right? Good results may result in a gap up, or bad results may result in a gap down. And oftentimes, you know, even if you're getting any kind of information from the market, any kind of report, sometimes the stock doesn't even react, right? So it remains totally flat. So it goes by the current technicals of support, resistance, et cetera, et cetera. But if the price is gapping up, right? If the price is gapping up, there is a huge influx of institutional buyers at that price point. Those buyers typically want to take profit at around 10 o'clock because they are aware of that reversal time in the market. Now, depending on how steep or how shallow that pullback is going to be from 10 o'clock to 10:15 or 10:20, it is lining up for the best trigger time. It is the prime time trigger time into the market for day traders. And day trader speculators are looking at this time frame. Institutional traders are looking at this time frame because this provides actually more information about the market. Number one, if there is a hard sell following the first rally in the morning, and if we violate the 10 a.m. low, then that means that, hey, you know what? There's not interest for that specific asset. But if the pullback is shallow, a rotation is prone to happening at around 10:30 a.m. And 10:30 also coincides with the first big hour in the market. That also represents big candlesticks on the hourly charts, represents the wrap-up of the second candle on the 30-minute chart, of the fourth candle on the 15-minute chart. And that is pattern identification that will help for the overall trading going into lunch and into the afternoon trading hours. I also mentioned specific price zones. So if you're a trader, one of the presenters ahead of me was mentioning the whole number areas. Exactly. That is the big psychological level. So beside the whole number, there are other fulcrum numbers. There are three fulcrum numbers from where the market reacts. Now, these numbers are precise number prints, and institutional traders are looking to to reach targets. And when I'm talking about institutional traders, I'm also talking about algorithmic trading. Algorithmic trading now in 2020 actually represents more than 85 to 87% of the market volume. So that means that all these institutional traders are actually handing out their computer programmers the formula, which is based on technical analysis, because it can't be based on fundamentals, right? It has to be based on technical analysis. And that's why technical analysis is so important for our day-to-day decision. And oftentimes, a lot of traders are asking themselves, like, why is the market running like this, right? So why is the market running so high? Why is the market just making new highs? I mean, this is really annoying. Well, if you're bored making money in this market, you know, then you have a problem. The reality is that the market is trading, the majority of volume is created by algorithmic trading. And algorithmic trading is going by targets. And once a target is hit, then there's another initiation of the position that is getting triggered and hooked and getting pressed to the upside. Traders that are shorting this market, and you heard it before, are actually forcing the market to push higher. So these specific price zones are very important because they determine targets, they determine stops, and also they determine entry points and exit points. And also chart synchronicity. Chart synchronicity is very important because you want to trade something that is in trade that day and something that has a rhythm to it. If you want to find out more about Trade Out Loud, you can reach us and our email is info@tradeoutloud.com, or you can find out more information on our website, which is tradeoutloud.com, or our social media handle, which is Trade Out Loud. So we're going to go through what we do at the end of the presentation. So for today's presentation, I prepared how to build a foundation for your next trade, pre-planning process, how to identify what to trade based on pure price action and technical analysis. How technical analysis helps identify directional bias with maximum accuracy. And we're going to review some charts. And if we have time at the very end, I'm also open to some questions. And if you guys have any symbols or anything, trade ideas, or if you're currently in a trade and what my take on it, more than happy to assist you with that. Also, how technical analysis pinpoints entry, stops, target, and helps you with trailing without having the stress, you know, of worrying like, okay, so the stock has triggered, now I'm in the trade, now what? Okay, so now you're sweating because you don't know what your next action plan is. And identifying trading opportunities in frustrating, volatile market environments. So this webinar is for traders who want to follow the institutional footprints and trade in sync with institutional money, with the institutional moves, with the institutional momentum, with the trends, and with the trades that are in play in that specific day. If you are a futures trader, you pretty much knew right off the bat that there were three indices that were in play this week. And that was YM, right? Which was began the week a little bit sluggish, and then it pushed really hard in the overnight trading session on Thursday, right? Then the E-mini S&P, and I'm going to show you the trades that we did in the trading room this week. E-mini S&P was in play. NASDAQ was in play. The FANG stocks were on fire. We had Apple that made new highs even on Friday. We had Google that made a new high on Friday. We had NVIDIA with a new high. Baba with a new high. We had Facebook with a new high. So we had a lot of these NASDAQ stocks with making new highs. And therefore, we had a lot of pressure to the upside, a lot of buying pressure coming into these stocks. And therefore, NASDAQ, which is a reflection of, obviously, the NASDAQ index is a reflection, futures index is a reflection of all the 100 stocks that are present within the index, right? So that's why you have to keep tab on what's happening in the stock market to get a better gauge of what's happening into the futures market. So definitely identifying key technical areas are focal points for finding entries, right? For finding the right stops, for finding the right targets. And if you identify, even if you know how to apply technical analysis, and I'm not talking about sophisticated indicators and technical analysis, I'm just going to show you some charts and go through some trades that we have executed and some swing trades that we're still in, some stock swing trades, and some simple day trades that were executed in the trading room this week. So if you know how to appropriately apply these technical analysis elements, you really don't need to pay attention to anything else, because these formations, these clusters that are happening on the charts are happening ahead of time. They're happening ahead of dark pools. They're happening again of unusual options, activities, and all of these elements that are that other other, you know, that you can actually read in the market. So knowing how, and going back to the basics. So basically what I'm trying to say right now is that if you go to the simple approach into trading, you're going to get a step ahead, because definitely you don't want to overcrowd trading. And I know that traders have the tendency to really overanalyze everything and complicate everything into trading. So trading is not that complicated if you have a simple approach to it and an organized approach to it. If you have a system, if you have a checklist of things that you need to do. For instance, I'm going to give you a quick example. So at the beginning of each trading day, you don't even pop up your platform because before that, you need to check out what? Your economic releases. I don't trade around economic releases. I don't trade economic events. Why? Because I've been in the market for such a long time, for over 20 years, and I know better. I don't want to play any lotto trades with my money, right? And I'm not talking about the options lotto trades. I don't have anything against those because I actually like trading those. But it's trading is like a casino when you're trading, and especially when you're trading futures indices ahead of news announcements. Why? I'm going to tell you quickly why. If you're doing options, you're safe. But if you're actually trading the common stock, or if you're trading the actual future index, you're going to have a whip. That whip, if you have a hard stop and if you're using a hard stop, is going to wipe you out. If you don't have a stop or even a mental stop, that may be a big problem, because you may actually risk more than you will anticipate to have a reward on that specific trade. So the other thing that I'm going to address here is that this webinar is for traders that are ready to eliminate the frustration from trading. And I know it's really frustrating. And I know that there are a lot of traders out there that when they pop up their platform, they look at a trade and they go like, click, they buy it or they sell it without even thinking, without even analyzing the whole entire context, without even looking at the economic releases, without even knowing what's happening that day. So they just have that click syndrome that is just killing their account, right? We're in trading 90% of the time, and I say 90% of the time, maybe more than 90% of the time, is just watching the market, just sitting and watching the market. And what do you do when you're watching the market? You're looking at every time. So depending on the time frame that you're trading, whether you're a day trader or a swing trader, right? Because day trading focuses on a smaller time frame from 1 minute or even the tick chart all the way to about 15 minute to 30 minute charts. And swing trading focuses on 1 hour charts, daily charts, weekly charts, monthly charts, quarterly charts, annual charts, etc. So depending on what kind of trader you are, you're eliminating the frustration, right? You're eliminating, because if you're a day trader and if you're focused, and I'm telling you this from my experience, the safer time frame to trade is the 5 and the 15 minute if you're a future index trader. And also if you are a stock trader, that is going to provide you a lot more reliable, they're going to provide you more reliable trading setups and trading patterns. And other than that, support resistance on these higher time frames are much more reliable than you would get a support resistance area on a tick chart. The other secret that a lot of traders don't pay attention to is that they have a big blown out chart of a 1 minute price action in a stock or an index, it really doesn't matter, or in gold or in bonds or whatever. And they have no idea what the other time frames and how the other time frames are lining up. You may have a sell setup that is happening or a selling pattern that is developing on the hourly chart or the 4 hour chart, but yet the 1 minute chart or the tick chart may point you into an upward direction to go long. So if you're shocked that the price didn't work for you on the 1 minute or the 2 minute or the tick chart or even on the 5 minute, it's not because of the charts, it's not because of price, it's because you did not really look at what the higher time frames are looking at and how they're looking at and how they're and the way they're structured. All in all, when you're beginning your trading, when you're beginning your analysis for that specific index that you're going to be trading that moment, or for the stock that you're going to be trading, swing trading or day trading, it really doesn't matter. It comes to pure technical analysis, and you have to make sure that you begin a top-down technical analysis. Yeah, I'm a day trader and I run a day trading room every single day of the week, but I start my day trading analysis all the way from the monthly chart. Because guess what? If I'm getting the rhythmic continuation at the beginning of the week or at the beginning of the month, let's say from the monthly chart, and I'm getting that uptick that ticks above the prior candle high and it's issuing a continuation pattern onto the monthly, what am I doing shorting on smaller time frames? I want to go in sync with the institutional footprints, with the institutional money. I want to be ahead of the institutional money because I was an institutional trader and I know where the trades are getting legged into. They don't put, let's say, you know, because when I trade, I don't scale in, right? Because I'm not using thousands of contracts or hundreds of thousands of shares. So I pretty much enter every single time on limit. I don't click on market, not unless the market is really, really quick and really violent, or unless there's a momentum, there's a really strong momentum. I really don't want to miss the trade. And I go like, yeah, click. I just got to be here. But other than that, all my trades are really well calculated. Okay. So I'm not a true believer in scaling in day trades because you pretty much know, and you have to know how to read the momentum. In swing trading is different. I scale in trades. For instance, I'm in a trade in natural gas and I'm looking to scale in. So I scaled in once, I use my first scale. I want to scale in again, right? So I want to buy it again. And that is because you're using the scaling when you're not sure exactly, when you're not sure what your entry price is. But when you're day trading, there is not a lot of margin of error. You cannot just play around with scaling in on a 1 minute or the 2 minute time frame. Scaling in on the 2 minute is like, oh my gosh, I totally messed up. I'm going to add some more. I totally messed up. Ooh, I'm going to add some more. And that's how you're digging those deep stops and obviously losses. So if you want to eliminate the frustration in day trading or swing trading, you have to stick to simple momentum. Follow follow the institutional footprints. So this is the only way to trade clarity and stress-free, by following technical analysis. I don't have a crystal ball, by the way, but I have really accurate entries. So I'm going to share with you my trades for that we executed this week. I'm going to show my portfolio for last year. And actually, you could go on my website under traderaloud.com/performance, which is under the trading room tab, and you can see the performance since we initiated the trading room back in 2017 by popular demand. So if you're ready to become consistent and eliminate the noise, a lot of traders love trading with the noise. Guys, if you're seeing a bunch of charts with a lot of topping tails and a lot of bottoming tails on smaller time frames, that is not your zip code. It is not my zip code. It's not the zip code of institutional footprints. All that gyration up and down only tells you one thing: indecision. You want to make sure that the price breaks above all that noise or zoom out to a higher time frame that can really provide you with a more accurate read on the charts. It's not necessarily I often get a lot of questions about what's your preferred time frame. And I often respond and I tell everybody, I don't have a favorite time frame. It depends on what time frame that specific index or stock is lining up. Sometimes you're getting a great, great swing trade that is developing on the daily charts, or sometimes it's developing on the weekly charts. Sometimes you get a really great day trade that is developing on the 2 minute chart versus the 5 minute chart. Let's say the 5 minute chart is so extended, right? And you want to leg in because you could see that there is a tradable void overhead and it has much room to run into the next resistance. You want to leg in, okay? So you have to make sure that you eliminate the noise and transition to a time frame that will provide you with that clarity. So if you don't see a setup that is developing, let's say on your 2 minute time frame or your 1 minute or your tick chart, take a step back. So always in doubt, you have to zoom out to a time frame that is offering you that clarity of the pattern. You have to make sure there are not many patterns. Honestly, in technical analysis, there are not many patterns, okay? If you learn those patterns and if you photograph them in your memory, and then when you look at a chart, you go like, okay, what is this pattern right here? Is this a flag? Is this a pullback buy? Is this a breakout? I mean, what kind of pattern is this? And if it doesn't resemble any kind of patterns that you have learned, then you don't have a pattern. And it's time for you to zoom in to a different path, to a different time frame that would provide you that information. And if you don't have that information, then you don't have a pattern. So you should not be trading, okay? You should not be trading. So for instance, yesterday on Friday, we did not take any trades in the indices because they were still very much bullish, very, very much bullish. They were extending higher. In fact, the overnight trading session had new highs into the mini Dow and into the mini S&P, into NASDAQ, et cetera. And then how can you short something that is making new highs? Nobody has the right to short something that is that extremely bullish, but you're looking for a pullback buy. I'm not into counter trend trades. I don't have anything against counter trend trades, but the reality is that the money is not into these counter trend trades. And I can tell you this from my 20 years experience. So if you're ready to learn a methodology that works on any asset, okay, and it's not that it's my methodology, it's the general technical analysis approach to trading, okay? All right, so what I use, okay? I don't use any sophisticated indicators. No, I have pure price action. I have a couple of moving averages on the charts, and that's pretty much it. But you can learn a trading system that will allow you, by observing pure price action, the flow of the chart. It's like surfing. Trading is like surfing. You want to ride the wave. You don't want to go against the wave, right? Because otherwise you're going to get under the wave, right? You're going to get underwater. You're going to lose money. So you want to make sure that you surf with the wave. A lot of traders, and this is, again, in swing trading, a lot of traders, you know, are, taking a mathematical approach to technical analysis. And sometimes they're, you know, pretty much seeing an entry, seeing the stop, and seeing a target. Sometimes it's not that obvious because the price is the price action in the stock market and the futures market may not react that way. Because as you know, if you've ever been to the ocean or sea, you can see that when waves are coming to shore, you know, there are waves that are bigger, there are waves that are smaller, and sometimes, you know, the water is kind of like a lake. So you have to know how to surf these levels. Sometimes in swing trading, I really don't like, you know, to choke the trades, especially if they are in a massive, massive trend, right? I don't want to choke them. For instance, in December, I had my best December in the last 4 years. And that is because we had a really nice, huge trend that was developing in the market. I didn't have a lot of contracts. If you guys have been on my emailing list, I send you some of my results just from trading 3 or 4 contracts, swing trading in the indices. So, Kevin. All right, question. Why would you favor takeover? No, I don't favor ticks. I don't favor ticks, but there's a moment when you can trade the tick chart. For instance, if you were trading the 2018 market, the high volatility market, and if you were a day trader, most of the trades that were executed on lower time frames, such as the 2-minute or 3-minute charts, had really wide stops. And I'm telling you this, I remember October, November of 2018, one bar into the mini Dow was about 125 points. And a setup was about 200 to 225 points. That's why, and here's the thing, the reality is that was, you know, I have a lot of friends that are brokers, and most of the retail traders that were beginner traders, and especially small accounts were smoked. Everybody that owned a small account and was a beginner trader blew up their account because they, even though they recognized the pattern, they didn't know how to read the risk. And that was the big no-no, right? Because you have to position yourself for your trade. It's not that trading, and again, futures trading is not like, okay, I have a $10,000 account, I could take 2 contracts and trade 2 contracts at a time. No, that's not it. You have to position size for each and every single trade, just like you do in your stock trading, just like you do in your options trading. You have to position size. You don't position size, you're going to blow up your account, guaranteed. This system is not, and like I said, it's not my system. I'm telling you guys, if you want to learn technical analysis on your own, you could do so. It's going to take you a very long time before you put everything together, but you're going to get there. It will allow you to accurately find entries, determine technical stops, calculate your targets, because all these are calculations. And again, the market is running into new highs. We had a trade that, I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday. It was on Thursday. And actually was our first trade, I guess, of the week, right? And we took the Dow long, the mini Dow, and these were day trades that I'm talking about. We took the mini Dow and the mini S&P long. And we continue with the trades overnight. They hit targets, okay? I'm going to show you those trades in a minute. How you calculate target beyond all-time highs, it's again technical analysis. It's a simple tool that accurately forecast areas where institutional traders are going to look to take profit, okay? And those were the exact areas that were hit. And we actually have a new service that we will provide starting with tomorrow. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it at the end of the presentation, where I provide you with these institutional levels. Also, trailing, right? So being a successful trade is great, but if you don't know how to trade it, if you don't know how to trail it, that's a big problem. You may be leaving money on the table, or you may be, you may be trading on hope and just sticking around. So I teach very simple trailing strategies. In fact, I only use for day trading, I only use one simple trading strategy. Also, technical analysis will allow you to translate candlestick language into profits. And especially if you're looking at the intermediate time frame, such as the 15-minute, 30-minute, one-hour time frame, those are going to provide you a lot of clues with information about what future price action forecast may be at one point. If you're getting an initiation higher, if you're getting an initiation lower, by the shape of the candles, are you getting a big topping tail? That is a sign of what? Do you guys know what is a big topping tail and then a shallow and then a very small body? Do you guys know what that is? What kind of price action that type of candle promotes? It promotes heavy selling. Okay, so when you're getting a big topping tail and a small body candle, that is prone to selling force, selling pressure. If you're getting a doji, anyone know what is a doji? What is doji in the context? Hey, Jose, exactly. Okay, that's indecision, right? So you don't take a lot of action when you when you see a doji, but the doji is great, okay? You see it at the bottom of formation, right into support, doji up, you're going long, okay? You're seeing at the very top, right? Very, very top. Even, and like I said, I'm not a big fan of counter trend trades, but hey, if it's really extended from the moving averages and from any other type of support resistance, you're seeing that doji up high, doji low, pull back, right? So you can take a short for a quick profit. And also identifying patterns with these. You have technical analysis that can help you in everything that you're doing. Okay. So in trading, there is definitely no room for average, right? There's no room for average because in trading, we're competing with what? With really amazing algorithmic systems, right, that are developed by institutional traders, right? So there's no room for average. So you have to be excellent at everything that you're doing. So if you think that, oh, you know what, I'm into trading just because I want to make money, but I don't want to learn anything, it's not for you, okay? Then you are going to lose a lot of money. So you have to be excellent in trading. And excellent in trading means knowing, having a really good understanding of technical analysis, of candlesticks, of how the market works. The top of the bottom and the average is actually the top of the bottom and the bottom of the top, right? Okay. So what do traders want to hear? What every trader wants to hear, and myself included. Okay. When I first started trading, I'm like, oh man, I need a shortcut. I don't want to go through all this. How am I going to remember everything? Okay. So I know it takes a little bit of time to absorb everything because it's not easy, right? It's not easy to remember anything, to remember everything at once. But that's why you have to start slow and start with only one pattern. The reality is that you need only one pattern to make money in the market, okay? So when I first started trading, this is what my mentor told me. He said, master one pattern. That's it. Master one pattern and you're going to be good for the next 2 to 3 years. And I'm like, oh no, I'm going to learn everything. I'm going to do gaps. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it's not a great idea. Why? Because you're scattered, right? Just have that photographic memory for one pattern. Do you like ranges? Ranges are really easy to trade. One of my favorite patterns to trade are ranges. You're often going to see a lot of ranges develop before news announcements, before FOMC, before any kind of news. Why? Because there's non-commitment, right? sometimes you're getting, and basically the range provided us with about 110 points into the Dow the other day, because there was a very strong range. I'm going to show you the chart in just a second. There was this very strong range that was developed onto the 1 hour chart. We took the trade, obviously we didn't take it off the 1 hour chart, but we took the trade off the 5 minute chart. And because we're day traders, right? And it provided us with 110 points. The price ran beyond all-time high and actually ran into a number that we predicted based on technical analysis. But basically all the traders want is like, give me the holy grail or sell me an indicator of some sort that's going to tell me what to do, like a red light, green light sort of thing, right? Buy here, short here, buy here, short here, do this, do that. It doesn't work like that, okay? It's going to take you a lot of time to learn how to trade with that indicator, okay? And second of all, okay, by the time you learn it, you're gonna find out, it's like, man, this is not really working, right? And then you're gonna go back to square one and learning exactly how to trade. So mastering out technical analysis approach will improve your trading, guaranteed. So there is a guarantee here. There's not a guarantee you're gonna make money in the market because the market does not offer any guarantees, but you will be able to pinpoint entries with the accuracy. And I promise you this, you will know how to place stops. You will know how to establish targets. You will know how to trail. You will know about money management. It will allow you to trade with precision, any instrument, anything. So you learn it once. You learn it once and you can trade anything on the planet. Can be used on any time frame. So once you learn how to trade and master technical analysis, you will learn how, you would know how to day trade. You would know how to swing trade. Okay. You would know how to actively invest. In fact, the difference between these three styles of trading is really simple. Guess what? Day trading, smaller time frames, tick chart all the way to about 15 minutes. I'm including the tick chart, but I'm not really trading the tick chart. I'm trading the tick chart only in volatile market environments, like I mentioned before. But my primary time frame zip code is around 5-15 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes or so. Swing trading, applying the same strategies, but on a higher time frame, on those intermediate time frames, 30 minute, 1 hour, 4 hour, and daily, right? Daily charts. And active investing is focusing on those higher time frames, quarterly charts, weekly charts, monthly charts. Provides accuracy and confidence and consistency because guess what? It is a rule-based system. Who else trades on rule? Who else has a rule-based system? Algorithms, right? Algorithms. They don't think, they act. And this is the way we should be as traders. We should embrace algorithmic trading because I hear a lot of bashing of algos. I'm like, no, bring them because I love trading with algorithmic method, right? Because it's pure technical analysis, pure price action, pure technical analysis. Having a system that will enable you to do everything that I just mentioned eliminates stress and fear. And you will trade with clarity because if there is a trade out there, you're going to identify it, right? But if there isn't any lineup of any kind of trades, guess what? You're going to skip it. You are not going to take a trade. Remember, patience equals money. No patience, no money. All right. You have to have patience for the pattern to develop. No pattern, no trading. Creates focus and it helps with pattern recognition at precise locations. So I'm going to show you some of the examples. These are some of the trades. You could actually take a snapshot of the screen or when you're re-watching this video, just take a look through these names. These are some names that I have in my portfolio that are swing trades and active investing trades. These are November and December trades, but okay. So before I go here, I just want to bring this chart very quickly here, and I'm going to share with you some of the trades and show you how my charts look like, some of the indicators that I look at, and some of the trades that actually we executed. By the way, not all the trades, but I would say percentage of more than 90% of the trades that we have executed and I have executed in November and December are in the double digit profit zones. I'm gonna show you one. First one is Nike. We originated Nike at $90, okay? $90, this is where we bought Nike right here. This is a weekly chart. It provided actually, I'm not gonna shift to the daily, but it offered a daily buy. buy opportunity. You can see that definitely, and this is November right here. I'm still into this trade. The trail is $100 in this trade. So as soon as it did the pullback, and had a 1, 2, 3 pullback, what candle is this? Jose, you know for sure. It's a doji, right? And we also had a doji on the daily chart. So I entered based on the daily chart with a relatively low risk. And look at the returns here. I was still in the trade when it spiked down, almost back, erasing back almost to the break-even zone, right? Because I initiated the trade at $90. I had confidence in it. Why? I had the moving averages that were fanning out. That is an indication of a strong momentum that is still going to push the price higher into the highs. I had the detachment of price from the 10 exponential moving average. And by the way, I'm using the 10 exponential, the 20 SMA, and the 50 SMA, and the 200 SMA. I'm using simple volume. And I'm using the William percent R oscillator. Very simple to use. You can learn it in 5 minutes. I teach it in my class. We don't spend more than 15 minutes learning, teaching traders how to use the William percent R. So this is a doji. Doji up, continuation higher, elevation above. This was one of the first targets into the 95 and 96. Right now it's trading, you can see over $100, actually trading at 101, right? 100.9. We have a trailing on it at $100. That is locking us $10. And this is what I'm talking about, high velocity trades. You have to push when the momentum is in and when you're having the flow into this price action. You have to really push hard when you're getting really great momentum, because there may be years, and one of the things, pre-election years are always bullish. People are asking, oh, why is the market going higher? Usually pre-election years are bullish. And also first quarter is typically bullish as well. And as you're going to go into the summer period, you have to know how to adjust your swing trading and how to adjust your day trading. And I know what I'm going to do. So I have a plan for that, because I have a plan for election years, for summer of election years, which are typically sideways, right? Pull back to sideways. And you're going to have, and my focus is going to be high dividend stocks, right? Because I'm expecting that side earth momentum. So even if I'm locked in a trade and the trade is not doing anything at that time, I'm still going to make a lot of money from dividends, right? For being in that trade, just for the simple fact that I own that stock. Okay, so the thing here with Nike is that it had a really nice move up. Let me show you another example, NVIDIA. This is another runner. We picked up NVIDIA at $213. You see this little pretty range right here? This was the breakout, and this is where we capitalized. Why do you think this was our entry for us? And when you're looking at the structure, it may not tell you anything, but remember what I said, you only need to master one strategy, and that is a range, and this is the range breakout, right? This is a range breakout. We have 1, 2, 3 days of consolidation. Why was this consolidation so important at this point? Remember, the left-hand side of the chart is going to provide you the clues for future forecasting, right? Now, this element right here, and the fact that the price was holding these highs, was the fact that the price was erasing that 3-day consolidation, was actually chewing up the resistance that was established, guess when? In April 2018. So make sure you know how to apply technical analysis, or even to the charts way back, in order to have a really good forecast of price action. Now we are up in this stock, $31. That is a huge amount of money. So if you only took this trade, specific trade with 100 shares, you would be up $3,100. $3,100, okay, in this trade alone. Let's take another example, AXP. And by the way, financials are still holding. One clue to look for whenever you are dealing and whenever you are trading anything, take a look at the market indices, the Qs, the Fis, the diamonds, take a look at financials as well, because if financials are in sync with market indices, the market may still run higher. XP, we picked it up at $120. Look at the range right here that is developing at $120. What pattern do you see here? Not only that is erasing the fact that the price paused in this area, just erased these prior highs right here. So it gave the go ahead to push higher, but not before a shakeout back into the 50 SMA. And then the price went higher. We are up over $7 in AXP. Another stock is Baidu, and this is a huge winner for us. $27. We are up to $27 in this. We picked it up at $117, which is right here. We picked it up from the daily chart And we picked it up in November, and actually it was November 17th, I believe, 17th or 18th. And look at this beautiful range. Remember when I said that I love ranges? I'm the range queen when it comes to ranges. I love to identify these mini ranges. The smaller the candles, the better. I like really tight ranges. I don't like those oscillations with huge support resistance and a distance, wide distance between support resistance. And look at the beautiful explosion that it had. Guys, $27. Again, you took the if you took this trade with only 100 shares, you'll be up right now $2,700. I mean, hello, we're talking about double digit profits right here. And this is the power of technical analysis. Like I said, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do have amazing technical analysis skills. Now, take a look at BABA. BABA, great example of a breakout right here into the 180. We picked it up at 184, actually. It was not at 180, but I was watching 180 because I wanted 180 to be my support zone, right? Because I didn't want to give a lot of room to this stock. So I picked it up at 184. I had my stop at 180, $4 stop. The stock is over $40 up. So I had a stop of $4. Is that good risk reward ratio? You bet the stock is $40 up. No trailing at this point, okay? I'm just gonna let it go. All right, so I'm not even watching it. All right, last one, because it's getting really late. I'm going to get a little bit into futures. LK right here, beautiful chart. Let me show you the daily chart. Okay, the daily chart, we picked it up at $32. What do you think $32 was? All right, look at the range. I love these pauses, price right here. Ranges is combing, this 20 SMA is combing the price. See how this 20 SMA just lift the price, and every time the price is getting to the 20 SMA, is getting pushed back up, right? It's playing volleyball with the price, and it's pushing it, pushing the price back up. We're up over $11 in this trade alone, right? So these are trades that were initiated, but you have to have the patience. One other thing, it did a big pullback here from $40 to $35. We have traders that actually, we were talking to them, and I told them to take profits into the $39. I did not. But as soon as it came in here, so notice the date. This is January 2nd. I don't trade into the last week of December and first week in January. I don't trade. I never trade. I have the trading room closed. The market volume is super low, and I don't trade, and I don't micromanage trades. What I did is I looked at the price when I came back on the 8th. By the way, the 7th was my first trading day in the trading room, and I resumed my activity as a trader. And on the 8th, I added at $35. So I added at $32. I added more at $35, and I lifted my stop. I put a hard stop at $33, and look where the price is. So I actually not doubled, but I have another quarter of profits into this trade. All right, let's talk about the trading room, and these were stock trades. So I just want to show you an example from the stock market and the trades that we took into our swing trading program. And also I'm going to share with you some trades, some day trades that we took into the trading room this year, actually this week. And it was a short week for me. I started on Tuesday, and this is a trade from yesterday. This is gold. And we were watching gold here, and I called gold long over 5760. You could see the alert right here. And it ran 5 points higher. Okay. It ran 5 points higher. What do you think this pattern is, guys, here? What do you think this pattern is? Sideways, right? It's a range, right? Top of the range, bottom of the range, right? You take the very top of the range, you take the very bottom of the range, the price exploded going higher. At the time of the trigger, the stop was into the 1540, but soon was elevated to close to break even levels. Okay. ZB. I'm not really a big fan of bonds trading. Here it is. Okay. So 157.10. This is where the trade was called, and the trade was called into 10 o'clock. Really a small risk at this point. And the trade had a target into 157.25. It went to 57.26 or 27. And this was our target into the 25. So technical analysis enables us, and those of you that have been with me for a while know how our levels work. The buy levels, the target levels are almost sometimes right to the exact point. This is a $468 move. And by the way, gold is about $500 move as well. And those two trades were yesterday on Friday. Friday. YM was initiated on Thursday. You can see it on Thursday right here. What pattern is this? Guys, do you guys recognize this? Christmas light effect. All right, it is a range. Okay, range breakout into the New York trading session, right? We initiated the trade washout, right? The stop, very bottom of the range, and the trade exploded higher. We had targets into the 28.950, 28.985 or 83, I believe. We had a target, last target into the 29,000, and our next target was into the 29.037. And I gave precise instructions, guys, in the trading room, if it gets above 20, trail 29,000. Boom, 110 points, $550 per contract. Small accounts, if you have a small account, you can participate in this trade. If you have a micro account, you can participate in these trades. S&P, 11 points, same concept. This is the moment when we took the trade. In fact, it was right here where I'm having my cursor earlier in the day. It triggered and then it gyrated before it actually went into motion, right? And then look at the fleecing here. Ka-ching, down lower, panic. Everybody was like stopping out. This is a stop out galore, guys. Stay in the trade, right? Because you know how to identify where the buyer's support, institutional support is. And if you know where that is, you have the confidence to stay in the trade. So the trade went to two targets from that point. This is a typo right here. This is 2019 trading room results, not the 2020. You can view the full portfolio performance on tradeout.com/performance with all the trades, the good, the bad, the ugly, the stop outs, the everything. So you could see everything. These are all the trades. If you would have been with us in the trading room, if you have started January 1st, actually first week of January, okay? And if you would have taken all our trades, if you would have taken all our trades with one full contract, and sometimes we trade it with micros as well. Some micros are in here as well when we had really wide stops and copper or something. Even I used micros or minis, okay? So these are the results for one full contract. You signed up for the trading room January 1st. At the end of December, you would have had this, okay? So I'm going to go fast forward a little bit and say that it's time to simplify your trading, definitely. Eliminate the noise. Have a clean, structured approach to trading. Remember, I'm not giving advice, but I'm telling you that I once was, like many, many years ago, when I decided to trade on my own, I was looking for the Holy Grail as well. And I was signing up for some newsroom that was offered by Bloomberg, and you have access to news before it hit the wires. It was extremely expensive and I lost a lot of money with that. I bought into indicators and all that hype that was back in the day. And I could tell you with confidence that I went back to technical analysis. And when I went back, so the first 6 months were a total chaos because I was trying to find my groove into trading, you know, and it's different, right? And it's a lot of stress because you're not having, you know, a separate income. So that is another pressure for you. And again, it comes to pure price action. So technical analysis overrides news events, artificial indicators, earnings, et cetera, et cetera. How many times have you seen good earnings in a stock and the stock, let's say, gapped down, but then it resumed its way back up? It's the price action, is the institutions that want to profit higher. Okay, so we went through charts. Okay, let's fast forward right here. Okay, so again, trading is a system and you have to know, trading is not all about learning how to enter the trade. I could give you a trade right now, and if you don't know how to manage it, you're not going to have the same results that I do. So it's about a system and it's about how to put the puzzle together. It's about market dynamics, about technical analysis, about blending multi-time frame alignment. This is one of the most important things. Pinpointing entries, stops, targets, trailing, controlling risk, money management, and psychology, of course. And a lot of planning. So if you want to have confidence, you know, in trading, you have to make sure that you really understand the whole entire system. You can develop a system yourself and may take you, you know, a couple of years or maybe more through trial and error, because trust me, it's not easy to put all the puzzle together. And I know that, you know, it's great because you attend a lot of webinars and you're putting pieces together, but you have to have the whole system. Otherwise, it's not going to work for you. So trading is not different than driving, right? So, in driving, you have to, you know, keep track of the gas, the brakes, the mirrors, so you don't crash. But once you get used to everything, all you have to do is worry about your destination and how you get there. Trading is the same way. You know, you have to keep tab of your entry, your stop, your market conditions, your take profit area, how you're going to trail, how you're going to manage. But once you get used to everything, everything becomes instinctive. And actually, you're going to start making money. And actually, trading is going to be fun. How many times have you seen charts and it stresses you out, right? Because you don't fully understand the price action. I'm offering a Power Income Futures Trading course where we teach you a lot of information. I'm going to send you an email with everything that we pretty much offer in the course, or you can shoot me an email to find out more information. The course starts January 27th. It's a full course where we teach you the whole entire system. It's a 5-day affair, and you're going to be spending 30 days with me trading live every single day, and you are going to have access to me forever. So if you have a trading question 5 years from now, or if you say, hey, you know what, I switched into Forex or I switched into stocks, can you help me, let's say, adjust the methodology from day trading to swing trading? We could do a one-on-one on that. That's the course tuition. If you would like to sign up, send me an email at info@tradeallout.com, and I'm going to send you more information on that topic. Also, we launched 2 new products that are going to hit the market tomorrow. The first one is Futures Alert, which is a hands-off. This is for the self-directed trader, where we provide the levels, right? Institutional levels. This would mean that you pretty much know what to do and know how to do it, and I'm going to give you the exact levels that you need to trade on. There is a monthly membership, and then there's the annual, where you get, obviously, it's a better deal, where you get 2 months off. And we have a new separate swing trading alerts for stocks and ETFs, and this is where you're going to receive all the trades, right? All the trades alerts, everything. You're also going to be part of the Trade Out Loud community. If you're interested in any of these programs, like I said, we actually have only 5 seats available for the Power Income Futures course. We're also going to have a swing trading and active investing live course. And then I think that is going to be the last time where we have the live course. And then it's going to be on demand. And that's coming up in February of 2020. So if you guys are interested, let me know. Just shoot me an email at info@tradeallout.com if you have further information. So I guess I'm the last presenter. And I want to thank you, everyone, for spending 6 hours with us today in this show. Thank you so much. Yes, Matthew, 2020 Swing Trading is going to be the last event that is going to be recorded, I believe. The last event that will be live, and then we're going to have it on demand, and we're going to have some coaching sessions and mentoring sessions for that. It's just that I don't have a lot of time, and it's such a popular program, but I didn't really have the time to schedule it into my into my program. Okay, so thank you so much, guys, for attending, and I hope you guys learned something from today's presentations. We had some pretty great presenters here, and it was an honor to be here as well. David also has a contest. Okay, so we're giving away some education packages, and you could just enter to win. That would be that'd be great if you guys.
Yeah, just click on that link, and Anka and Price and Andrew were nice enough to offer some 3 chances to win some of their services for this contest. So check that out, and the archive of today's presentation will be available on Timing Research as soon as I can get everything posted. I'm going to post in the chat right now the address for that, so that that page will update in a little while with the archive of all of today's presentation.
All right, thank you so much, guys. Hey, Jose, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you on Monday, not tomorrow. Okay, thanks so much, guys. Thank you, David.
All right, thank you, Anka.
Okay, see you guys next time. Have a great week and Happy New Year.